Dictation for Consuelo, Consuelo, Oswald, Oswald, April 2641, addressed as a letter to Stacy, Stacy, Carstensen, Carstensen, NP, 588-5052. Dear Mrs. Carstensen, a consultation for Mrs. Oswald, Consuelo, with changed kidney function. She came alone, uses a cane, says to eat two meals a day. She lives, she does her own cooking, denies vomiting, dysphagia. There is constipation, takes Metamucil. No bleeding. There is some degree of frequency urgency in nocturia. No gross incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. She has edema that denies claudication symptoms, denies discolor of the toes. Mobility is fair. No recent falls. Does has chronic back pain. Excuse me. No recent falls. The last one, 3 years ago, does have chronic back pain. Prior use of Motrin, maybe one or twice a month. Denies recent chest pain palpitations, syncope. There is no major dyspnea. Denies purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen inhalers, no sleep apnea, CPAP machine. Review system otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history for coronary artery disease with a prior stent. She denies heart attack. She denies arrhythmia, congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or pacemaker. No event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke. She has fatty liver, but no symptoms of ascites, gastrointestinal bleeding, enlargement of the spleen, or cell count abnormalities. Denies prior kidney disease. She's not aware of any kidney stones or recurrent urinary tract infection or blood protein in the urine. She denies diabetes. No blood transfusion. Next paragraph, surgeries including coronary artery two stents. She had a brain implant on the left side to help with hearing about 2 years ago. That was done at Bay City. Tonsils, adenoids, gallbladder, appendix, hysterectomy, including tubes and ovaries for benign condition. Never had an EGD or colonoscopy. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications at home. Fosamax for osteoporosis, aspirin, Lipitor, vitamin D, Norco. Potassium, HCTC, lisinopril, magnesium, metoprolol, Protanix. Next paragraph. A brother did have kidney disease, dialysis, passed away. She, Consuelo, has no children. Next paragraph. No alcohol abuse. Next paragraph. He started smoking age 20. Usually a quart of a pack per day. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 164, decreased hearing, no gross respiratory distress, uses a cane. She's 56 inches tall. She wears a hearing aid on the right side and has a hearing implant on the left side. Blood pressure 150 over 66 on the right, 140 over 70 on the left. Strong smell of smoke. No gross skin abnormalities or rash or bruises. Normal eyes, nose, oral and throat mucosa. No gross palpable or thyroid lymph nodes. No gross JBD. No carotid bruises. Lungs clear. No consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no palpable liver spleen ascites, radial pulses decrease, brachial strain, popliteal decrease, peripheral pulses decrease, 3+ edema below the knees. I don't see a skin rash or libido, LIVEDO. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no focal deficit. She has cataracts bilateral, poor teeth condition. Next paragraph. Socially, she is one of 13 brothers and sisters, only left. Excuse me, she's one of 13 brothers and sisters. There were 10 boys and three girls, including herself. There are only five left, including her. Next paragraph. Reviewing records provided by yourself, adding gastroesophageal reflux, arthritis, hyperlipidemia, spinal stenosis with neurogenic claudication. The extent was of LAD. And she has this left-sided cochlear prosthesis. Next paragraph. Creatinine has progressed over the last few years from 1.1 to presently 1.46 for a GFR of 36, stage 3B, with normal electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH elevated close to 88, no blood protein in the urine, anemia 12.9 with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Back in December, creatinine 1.56, GFR 33. There is no albumin in the urine. She has high cholesterol in the past, 257, triglycerides 182, LDL 172, with an HDL of 51. There has been normal albumin liver testing. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive renal failure in a patient who has heavy smoker, smoking, long-standing, no activity in the urine to suggest, no activity of blood protein in the urine to suggest active glomerular nephritis or vasculitis. She has hypertension, renal artery stenosis needs to be ruled out. We are going to do a kidney ultrasound, including a renal arterial Doppler. She has no symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. Presently, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium. There is no need for phosphorus binders or change diet for potassium. She does have secondary hyperparathyroidism, but does not require vitamin D125. There is minimal anemia, does not require EPO treatment. I did not change present medications. We will monitor chemistries, continue same potassium, diuretics, lisinopril, beta blockers. She's exposed to protonics, which statistically has been associated to kidney disease. She's not ready to discontinue smoking. We'll see what the kidney ultrasound shows. End of dictation.